This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, suppose the government might want to someday classify certain public lands as wilderness. Should it start enforcing strict access rules now? A question for the Supreme Court. First, though, police in Britain believe they have prevented a major terrorist attack. They arrested 8 men today in a large-scale operation in and around London. The head of the police anti-terrorist squad, Peter Clark, gave more details at a news conference in London earlier today.
I should like to make it clear at this stage that this operation is not linked to either Irish Republican terrorism or to the recent attack in Madrid. The men who have been arrested are all British citizens.
Police also seized half a ton of a fertilizer compound that can be used to make bombs, ammonium nitrate. Joining us from London to discuss the story is Jonathan Friedland. He's a correspondent with Britain's Guardian newspaper. Jonathan, welcome back to Day to Day, and give us more details on this operation, please.
Well, it was certainly a big one in the pipeline for several weeks, if not months, we understand. Britain's Home Secretary, the government minister, who I suppose is closest to America's Attorney General, had been consulted on this at the very, very beginning and took, we understand, a close interest in it, keeping tabs on it. Some 700 police officers were involved, which is a huge number, 5 different police forces coming together, raiding 24 premises across London and the southeast of England. So a very, very large-scale operation. And this haul of half a ton of explosives makes the listener and observer here feel that this was on the verge of doing something fairly big. It is a huge amount of explosives. If that had been, as people suspect, put together for a bomb, it would have killed an enormous number of people.
Aside from this fertilizer, is there other concrete evidence that indeed these men were planning some kind of terrorist attack, and was that imminent? Have the police given any details there?
They haven't. They were very careful not to take any questions today, saying they do not want to trigger a wave of speculation, especially since that could impede any future trial. They also made what was an interesting set of remarks for police officers, which was to say, we know that most Muslims in Britain are perfectly law-abiding, and therefore I think what that revealed was a fear that they could touch off some anti-Islamic sentiment if they went into too much detail and feverish speculation ensued about what exactly was being planned and when.
Excuse me, Jonathan, so you're saying that the arrested men, are they all Muslims, all immigrants to Britain?
They are all British citizens,
yes.
Which means more almost certainly they were born here, although they may have been naturalized. We understand they're of Pakistani origin. No, the link to being, they didn't say, the police made a point of not saying they're all Muslims, but then to say, as if in a separate statement, we respect that most British Muslims are perfectly law-abiding, was the giveaway. That indicated that they must be suspected of being Islamist radicals, and that was the coded way, if you like, for the police to send that message. And that's also in the briefings that have been going on behind the scenes. That's certainly the clear impression they're leaving.
Is there a state of tension in Britain between Muslims and non-Muslims over suspicions that Muslims are active in terrorism?
Most certainly there is, unfortunately. The Islamophobia and physical attacks on Muslims have increased dramatically in the last 2 or 3 years. It hasn't yet turned into the kinds of persecution and violence that has been reported elsewhere in continental Europe, but there is a definite upsurge in attacks, sense of vulnerability reported. There have been surveys in which huge numbers of British Muslims have said either they or someone in their immediate family has been physically attacked for being a Muslim, according to the victims of these attacks. So the police are very mindful of that, and what they said, to emphasize in quite a political way that they respect British Muslims as perfectly law-abiding and peaceful people, was, I think, their way of heading off any such rise in tension.
Jonathan Friedland, a correspondent with Britain's Guardian newspaper. Jonathan, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
My pleasure.